Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back, fans of the Pro. 46-45 for Rhett Street at the Rouses. Also want to quickly shout out to Magazine Pizza for feeding our Saints game day crew. Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine. Dine-in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pasta, sandwiches, wings, and salads. MagazinePizza.com. Happy to continue talking about the Buccaneers and the Saints on Sunday from Tampa. Rick Stroud, who covers the Buccaneers and the NFL for the Tampa Bay Times, at NFL Stroud, Stroud. Rick, welcome to the show. You're on with Deuce and Hoss.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
We are doing well. So I guess tell me about where this Buccaneers team is in your head. They went through a struggle. I mean, that, you know, the start was so kind of magical, right? The comebacks, and then lost some and then got it back against Arizona. But it feels like you got McMillan on the verge, you got Evans on the verge, that they need a push at the end that they probably weren't expecting they were going to need from Carolina. But all of a sudden, it's a horse race.
Yeah, it really is. Both the Bucs and Carolina control their own destiny. If they win out, that's your NFC South champion. So, they're aware that, this is the division portion of the schedule. They went through kind of a gauntlet of games, and they lost all three, you know, playing the Patriots, then at Buffalo, and then, you know, last week or the week before losing to the Rams. And then last week they got back on the winning side. Because, frankly, you know, the Arizona Cardinals aren't in that class. And they've had a ton of injuries. That was really the story at the beginning of the season. And, you know, Baker Mayfield managed to lead them to four victories in the last minute of those first four games. Those were all games that were toss-ups, could have gone either way. They were playing with a beat-up offensive line. So injuries has been the biggest part of their season. They are getting some guys back healthier. Chris Godwin was much better in his second game back last week. Bucky Irving is now playing again. We thought maybe we'd see Mike Evans this week. We may still see him on Thursday night against Atlanta. He will not play in this game. It's been a very uneven year in that aspect, but they've kind of pressed through. And, you know, the schedule turns, the division games are there, and they feel like they can go on a run like they've done every year and manage to win this division.
Yeah, one of the things that you look at, and you just talked about, just them being able to battle adversity, and even Baker kind of being banged up himself, you know, how much has it changed from, hey, I may not have Mike on the outside, but I've got X receiver, and I trust him, and they've been able to make plays for Baker?
Well, they have, and I think you got to credit, you know, the rookie Emeka Ibuka, who came in here from Ohio State, was probably going to be their number two or three receiver, and you know, he suddenly becomes wide receiver one, and he's played tremendous, for that role. And Baker, has managed to just kind of will them to win at times. I mean, I think it's cost him physically. You know, he's hurt his knee. He's had oblique injuries. He's now playing with a sprained AC joint in his left shoulder. So there's been a cost, and I think as those injuries piled up, his effectiveness really went down. I mean, he had three games where he did not have a rushing attempt, and we remember him, creating a lot of plays with his feet in those wins. So all of that has kind of been parts of it, right? And a defense that, quite frankly, while they haven't had as many injuries, they just haven't played well at times. And, particularly against the pass and middle of the field and things like that. So it's been just kind of a grinded out year. You kind of wait for the cavalry to come, but then you also got to find ways to win with the guys you got. But I think that, the confluence of players coming back healthy, the schedule turning a little bit for them in their favor. They got three straight home games now, or they're in the midst of three straight home games. All of that should really help them down the stretch.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go as far as just that defense and, those guys kind of maybe getting to the level that they need to be playing at. I know one thing that there were question marks were really maybe the speed at the linebacker position.
Yeah.
Still really good players, but, when you play maybe some speed tight ends or even some backs, they don't run like they used to, and whether that's age or just maybe not the best position fit for a guy or two, wanted to get your thoughts.
Yeah, you know that very well, Deuce. I mean, listen, there's a lot of good backs in this league, a lot of good tight ends. We love Levante David. I think the guy's a Hall of Fame player. He's been underrated his whole career, but he's 35 years old, and you usually don't get faster or more durable as your years go by. He's still a very effective player. Savasie Dennis has not been that guy coming off an injury from last year that cost him the season that they hoped he would be, particularly in coverage. They've been vulnerable, to the middle of the field. And they went, against the Patriots and against the Rams, before the Rams game, actually, but the Patriots and the Bills games, they were giving up huge splash plays in the middle of that defense. They had lots of plays over 25, some of them over 50 yards. So, you can't just, flip it out there in the flat, miss a tackle and have a guy go 50, and that has happened with far too much regularity. So, they've kind of cut down on the big plays, the big splash plays they're giving up. The tackling has been poor at times, but that also can be a function of just, guys not in the right position or as fast as they used to be. So there's a hole in that defense, and they've tried to plug it. I think getting Haason Reddick back is going to help them. Last week they had, 53% of the dropbacks. The quarterback was pressured. Jacoby Brissett was pressured. That was the most in the league last week, and I think the second most this year for the Bucs. So nothing like the Saints and sort of the way they're playing right now to get you healthy in the pass rush. They had five sacks against them where they played them the last time. But it has been a little bit of a concern, or more than a bit of a concern, with the defense. And I think that, it's got the rush and the coverage has to work hand in hand, and they just really haven't gotten it together just yet.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does the weather forecast at least look for like for Sunday? We have rain yesterday, yeah. Today, some tomorrow. So it's the same front that you guys are supposed to get. What are they expecting Sunday?
It's heading this way, guys. As you know, those fronts push right through the peninsula and you know, down through Louisiana, and they're expecting, I think, 70-75% chance of rain on Sunday. It's going to be a slog, you know, and what that leads to, who knows, right? It's hard to throw the ball, hard to catch it sometimes. It sometimes slows down the pass rush, you know, quite frankly, if the footing's not good. So, you know, you got a mobile quarterback there in New Orleans. Certainly got one in Tampa if he wants to put himself on the line like that. But, yeah, I don't expect it to be great weather conditions for, you know, a lot of aerial circus going on there. But we'll have to see. I mean, both these teams, one's a dome team. Obviously, the Bucs play in the rain a lot down here in Tampa. Haven't had any real rain games this year. But it's something, the weather is something they'll have to deal with, I think, both teams on Sunday.
And for my last question is just talking about, you know, special teams, the Saints, you know, I think most people who just kind of watch from afar would not know that Chase McLaughlin is a guy who is 9 of 9, 50 plus,
yeah.
Better than,
yeah,
Brandon Aubrey. You know, he had one blocked early. But I mean, that's a guy who literally, we played you guys in week 8, which feels like just yesterday. And the teams are completely different. We've got a new starting quarterback. You've got Reddick, yeah, back. You've got Godwin back. You've got Irving back. But McLaughlin was 14 of 18 when we started week, yeah, 8 in that game. I'm like, and all of his misses were inside of 50. I'm like, that guy was hanging on to his job. And since then, he's made 8 in a row. And, again, 9 for 9, 50-plus. That is impressive.
It really is. And, of course, kicking has been so bizarre, you know, in terms of the distance that we're seeing these days, whether it's, you know, them giving them the K-balls in advance, teams feeling comfortable trying longer field goals as part of it. But, yeah, Chase, I actually saw – it's a true story. So Todd Bowles had a chance to kick a field goal, and I forget which game it was. It was about a 35 to 40-yarder. He took a delay of game penalty to move it back. And I asked him why, and he goes, because McLaughlin's more comfortable at that distance. He's more consistent. So I don't know, man. He's got a strong leg, and like I said, the 9 field goals over 50 yards is a club record. It's the most he's done, and he's a real weapon. He was in New Orleans, and it can get tricky with the wind down here outside in Tampa. We're not that far from the Gulf of Mexico, as you guys know. It's not the easiest place in the world to kick. Always they prefer to be indoors. But Chase has been remarkable. And you know, the special teams has not been a strength of this team. You know, whether it was early in the season when Chase missed those 3 field goals, the punting has been inconsistent. They've had many kicks blocked. They've given up a ton of return yards, as they did against the Bills. So it's not at all a good phase of their game. And, you know, I think it's something that any opponent can really take advantage of at times.
Yeah, we'll see. You're right. Riley Dixon's had a couple blocked. Chase had one block. You know, where the Saints have a kicker who's be playing in his second game, and he had a 56-yarder for his first kick, and he goes, you know, I was happy. He wanted to be back there. He's more comfortable back there than it had, yeah, been 35 yards. It's kind of crazy. I mean, but that's kind of the way where we are.
Take out the driver and leave the wedge in the bag, right?
Yeah, John Daly kind of golf, right? Hit it big.
Yeah.
All right, Rick, we appreciate it, my friend. Rick Stroud covers the Buccaneers in the NFL for the Tampa Bay Times at NFL Stroud. We shall see. They're always close games. Not even the score indicative, but they're always battles when we come down there, and we look forward to another one on Sunday.
All right, great talking to you guys. Have a good one.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.